This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, hey there. How you doing? It's Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. We're not coming to you from Minnesota. I don't know why I'm talking like this. It's or Chicago. We could be from Chicago. We could be. I lived in Chicago for many years. But it's Saturday night. Welcome. We've got a big show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. How big is it? There you go. They'll get on top of this one day, this Cracker Jack staff of mine. No, it's a huge show tonight, and we could just go right over to the big board if we wanted to. In fact, let's do that. Let's take a look at what we got up tonight. Did you hear about the news? The Trumpster is going to release the John F. Kennedy secret files after all of these years. You know, they were sealed, and there was this hush-hush, and it was, you know, Oliver Stone made a conspiracy theory movie about it. And this is, for the people that traffic in conspiracies on the radio, Michael Medved, Frank Morano, a handful of other people. There's no other conspiracy that has enormously sucked up the oxygen of all things related to conspiracies like the death of John F. Kennedy. And now the president has the ability to let all those files become public. And it looks like this is what all the rumors are today. It looks like that he's going to do that. So we're going to talk with one of those conspiracy lovers. Frank Morano will be with us. He is a talk show host in New York City. He'll be on the air tomorrow morning on AM 970 The Answer in New York City. And you can hear him worldwide on AM970TheAnswer.com. A little bit later in the hour, Heidi McGinnis is going to join us. I want you to meet this lady. She is one of the coolest, most happening, just cool people on planet Earth. She is a hipster. She makes hipsters look stale. And she's I don't know how old she is. She's significantly older than me, but she keeps a schedule that would be hard to keep up with. She's going to be here to talk about our Christmas endeavor, what we're trying to do to help free those enslaved people, and some of the stories that she's brought with her tonight. I think are going to touch your heart. Then in hour number two, we got a brand new contributor to the Ladies Lounge. Kelsey Harkness is her name, and she is the producer and senior editor at the Daily Signal. She also writes for thefederalist.com. And man, do we have a lot to talk about. Did you hear about the complaining and griping and the about the fact that Melania Trump? Did you hear about this? Now, okay, let's just go for a second back to the election of November of last year, right? And nobody called that it was going to go the way it did, except me. I said he was going to win big. I said he was going to win the Rust Belt. I said he was going to win states that Republicans hadn't won in a while, states like Michigan, states like Wisconsin. And sure enough, he proved to have that drawing power. But one of the things I also talked about was what the message was that was going to put him there. And one of it was that he wasn't going to be business as usual in the White House anymore. In fact, when it came to even early on, like he got the bill from Boeing for the new Air Force Ones, he went, tear that up, send it off. We're going to find a different plane somewhere. I know something about planes. I have a few. We can get it cheaper than that. And then Boeing comes back, oh, well, what if we cut it 50%? Well, why didn't you do that to begin with? Like, you know, because it's the people's money. So the First Lady this last week, it is discovered, only employs 4 human beings in the First Lady's office. Now, I have that many just working the show tonight, almost. Well, if you count me. But but she does everything that the First Lady does with just 4 people. Now, she's only spending $476,000, something like that. So people are amazed that her whole staff, the budget for everything she comes out of the First Lady's office, is under $500,000. Michelle Obama, on the other hand, spent $1.2 million, and she had something like 12 to 16 employees the whole time she was there. And it kind of like started at like 12, but then it like ballooned to 16 before she was done. Kind of like Mayor de Blasio in New York. Do you know how many assistants Mayor de Blasio has in New York City? Special assistants is what they're called. 252 at last count. And when you consider that they on average earn about $100,000 each. All right. Figure where all that money goes. Money that the hard working earners in New York City are trying to put in their pockets to feed their families. Anyway, so that was a big deal. But there's some other stuff that Kelsey's been writing about at the Daily Signal, and she is just one of these really brilliant women that I've pledged what the Ladies Lounge is going to be about in the second hour, is highlighting these women that are not being heard, not having their voices amplified, not being given the airtime in other locales that they deserve. So I'm going to carve out some space for them to be able to do that every single week here. I just feel like it's important. It's what I want to do. So that's what we got coming up on the show. Now, there's lots of interesting things that you could be out there, you know, discussing tonight. Maxine Waters, for example, the incredible, you know, brain that she is, the congresswoman from, where is she from, California or whatever, she's got a promise that she's going to go and take out Trump. I don't know what that is. Is that like JFK style? What does she mean by that? I don't know. There were all kinds of things that happened this week that we could focus on. You know, and then as I'm scrolling and talking and thinking about some of this, then I get this reminder in my Facebook feed from a guy that used to work on this show, David Derego. David, if you're listening tonight, shout out to San Antonio or Austin, wherever it is you live in now. You traitor. Up and leave us. No, I'm kidding. But he had linked, he said, and then there's this. And he had linked to the killing in Somalia of Mogadishu in particular. I think it's over 250 people that died due to violence there in just the last few days. And the world is largely ignoring it. The world governments have completely ignored the plight of the Sudan slaves and what's happening there. That's why we're liberating. By the way, good news, we're trying to liberate 48. We've got 38 to go. So 10 people have already been guaranteed their freedom through your efforts with us, and we're trying to get them all out by Christmas, all 48 of them that we can. I'll be telling you more about that as we go along. But it just is a reminder that sometimes, you know, not every person in the world really even cares about Harvey Weinstein. In fact, there's a good chunk of this world that would be better off if they never heard his name again. By the way, he's out of rehab. He's out of sex rehab. What was he there, like 6 minutes? I think he checked in last week on like Friday, and then he's out as of yesterday. But there was also this report that came across the wire that said he had misbehaved in sex rehab, which is just shocking when you're dealing with a man who's supposedly harassed, assaulted, and raped maybe as many as 50 celebrities. See, it's one thing if you think you're so cool that you can just molest someone that nobody's ever going to hear from. You got to be really arrogant to think that you can molest actresses and models and these types of people and get away with it. And evidently he thought he could. It was a clause in his contract. Like, okay, when someone comes forward and says Harvey wasn't playing nice with others, we're cutting a check for this amount. It was in his contract with his company. They built in a graft fund for his sexual exploits. What kind of idiot people did they hire over there? I don't know. Anyway, so he's out. So ladies everywhere, be very concerned if you see a very rotund, formerly employed director wandering your neighborhood. Run the other direction as fast as you can. But see, that's just the one side. Then you had really cool stuff happen. The Senate got the budget passed on their side, so they have their version. The House has their version. They're going to go to budget reconciliation, and in that legislation, when they stick it in there,
they can put in tax reform. They can pass tax cuts through and why is that significant? Because they don't have to have 60 votes to do it. They can do it with just 51 votes. And that's what they've got in terms of the majority, which is really good because this last week was also October the 16th, which doesn't mean anything to most people, but if you were delayed in filing your taxes for the year of 2016, that was the deadline. And what I did not know and was mildly irritated about is that just going out the door, Obama kept turning the screws on the tax code, and there were things in there we didn't know about. And my little company got hit for like 10 grand more than what we had anticipated. Just insane. Anyway, so we got to get that tax reform done. A lot of big stuff happened this week. So, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little JFK with a guy that, well, he's a pot-stirring conspiracy theorist. He loves to kick this stuff around. So I'll be glad to speak with my friend Frank Morano about it as we continue. It is Radio Night Live, and we are live from New York.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
All right, live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us at Radio Night Live. Big, big show ahead. Kelsey Harkness will be with us in the Ladies' Lounge in hour number two. And a little bit later on in this hour, we will be speaking with Heidi McGinnis, a delightful human being that you've never had the chance to hear from or get to know. And I just can't wait for you to meet her. She's going to be very cool. Now, this is a big kind of deal today, historically speaking, because since the time that John F. Kennedy came down that very famous street in front of the Book Depository in Dallas, Texas, there has been much said about what happened in those order of events. In fact, Oliver Stone, the great conspiracy theorist movie director and producer, went so far as to shoot an entire treatise of his view of what may have happened. And maybe you remember how his film ended when Kevin Costner, the character that he's playing here, makes a direct appeal to those that are watching. It went a little something like this. Take a listen.
But someday, somewhere, someone may find out the damn truth. We better, or we might just as well build ourselves another government, like the Declaration of Independence says to when the old one ain't working, just a little farther out west. The American naturalist wrote, "A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against its government." I'd hate to be in your shoes today. You have a lot to think about. You've seen much hidden evidence the American public has never seen. You know, going back to when we were children, I think that most of us in this courtroom thought that justice came into being automatically, that virtue was its own reward, that good would triumph over evil. But as we get older, we know this just isn't true. Individual human beings have to create justice, and this is not easy, because the truth often poses a threat to power, and one often has to fight power at great risk to themselves. People like S.M. Holland, Lee Bowers, Gene Hill, Willie O'Keefe have all taken that risk. They've all come forward. I have here some $8,000 in these letters sent to my office from all over the country. Quarters, dimes, dollar bills from housewives, plumbers, car salesmen, teachers, invalids. These are people who cannot afford to send money, but do. These are the ones who drive the cabs, who nurse in the hospitals, who see their kids go to Vietnam. Why? Because they care. Because they want to know the truth. Because they want the country back. Because it still belongs to us. As long as the people have the guts to fight for what they believe in. The truth is the most important value we have. Because if the truth does not endure, if the government murders truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in. Tennyson wrote, "Authority forgets a dying king." This was never more true than for John F. Kennedy, whose murder was probably one of the most terrible moments in the history of our country. We, the people, the jury system sitting in judgment on Clay Shaw, represent the hope of humanity against government power. In discharging your duty and bringing the first conviction in this house of cards against Clay Shaw, that's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Do not forget your dying king. Show this world that this is still a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. Nothing as long as you live will ever be more important. It's up to you.
And it's up to you moment, he that's where the movie ends. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, Radio Night Live. That was a little on the longer side, but I wanted to set the context because everything that you've seen and heard about the Kennedy assassination has been mulled in many different ways. But now we may be finally finding the truth. And someone who loves to chew on conspiracy theories all the time, it's kind of a professional hobby of his, is Frank Morano, my broadcast colleague on AM 970. The Answer in New York, who you can listen to tomorrow morning from anywhere on earth at am970theanswer.com. He'll be on from 4 to 8. Is it 8 or 8:30, Frank?
It's 8:30. Good evening, Kevin. It is great to hear that other Kevin, Kevin Costner, do an even better Southern accent than you did in that movie JFK. He is great as Jim Garrison in that picture.
Well, so correct me if I'm wrong. This is the greatest mystery slash conspiracy theory in all of the corners of conspiracy theories that exist in American history.
Well, I think so, but not according to the Warren Commission, not according to Arlen Specter, not according to the people that said within 8 seconds of the president being killed that it was an open and shut case, that we knew exactly what happened. Now, for the rest of us who wondered for half a century why there are so many documents that need to remain classified, yeah, it does remain a pretty big mystery, and I applaud the president for his tweet this morning indicating that he's going to comply with the law and allow the release of all these documents this week.
Do we have any idea, Frank, on how many documents will be ultimately released? I've heard varying numbers, but is it in the tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of pages worth?
That is a great question. It's about 3,100 documents in full and about 30,000 other files that have only been partially seen in the past. Now, when that means we really don't know how much of that document has been redacted or seen. If 30,000 means we've seen 3 pages of a 500-page document, then you get the sense that maybe there's quite a bit that we're going to have to chew over beginning
sure.
this week.
Well, and of course, this was long before computing, and it was long before even the ability to scan things and to you're going to be dealing with very kind of crude material, going back and looking, you know, at old pieces of paper. But there's been so much that has been said about the kind of impossibility of the narrative that was put forward that Oswald acted alone. And I remember it was either 2020 or 60 Minutes a number of years ago tried to reenact the ability to get the shots off from the book depository window and then to be where he was picked up within the number of minutes that he was seen just beyond that. And they couldn't get one human being, no matter how fast or accurate, to be able to recreate the exact same scenario. So there's got to be some questions that we've got to get answered here. Frank Morano is my guest. Frank, stay with me one more segment because in the underbelly of this conspiracy has always been the question, did the government or did government officials play some sort of role? Was there a connection to other elected officials? Even in this last presidential election, this came up. Do you remember? Donald Trump said that Ted Cruz's father may have had something to do with this whole thing. See, this is how interesting this is. But we're coming right back live from New York. Frank Morano, my guest, on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Those of you watching on Biz TV, beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan, exactly where my colleague Frank Morano and I work from on a daily basis at the corner of 111 and Broadway in Lower Manhattan at AM 970 The Answer. And Frank will be on the air at 4 a.m. Tomorrow morning, which is why this is a very sacrificial thing for him to do for us to stay up late tonight. And we're thankful that he was willing to do that. Frank, thanks for holding on. We've already established there's probably been no bigger conspiracy topic in the history of America. You consider that, you know, Oliver Stone spent all the money to create Gate, his movie, and that was just kind of the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what people have done to try to get their view of these things across. And there's been a series of things: CIA, Lyndon Johnson, the Russians, Fidel Castro having a hand in it. From where you sit and the reading you've done, what's your most favorite position in terms of which group you think had something to do with, if you don't follow the Warren Commission's narrative of events?
Well, so a lot of people, and I've spent a lot of time on this on the radio talking with people that have written many books about this, including people that folks have heard of, like Jesse Ventura, Roger Stone, and others, and folks that haven't heard of. Many people have very strictly delineated theories, very well researched, and if you listen to them, they sound like they know what they're talking about. I have no idea what happened. What I do know is three things. One, the fact that, in addition of the Warren Commission, which is what everybody talks about, in the 1970s, Congress, our Congress, the one that we pay the bills for, set up their own committee to investigate assassinations, not just John F. Kennedy, but Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. And this House Select Committee on Assassinations, they determined that a conspiracy probably took place, and that Oswald was probably not the only shooter. So I don't understand why, since the late 70s, why we have totally disregarded the findings of the House Select Committee on Assassinations and continue to embrace this Warren Commission, which came with a preconceived notion. That's why I think it's so important to do what the president's doing and get the facts out there. And that's the second point that I was going to make, Kevin, is, I don't understand for the life of me why the intelligence agencies and others are at all resistant to following the law for public disclosure. There's no reason that this release should not go on as scheduled on October 26th, and the fact that so many in the intelligence community and others have said, no, Mr. President, you've got to stop it, it raises so many more questions than it answers. And then lastly, sure, you began the segment, Kevin, by playing that clip from the movie JFK. That movie came out in 1991. The right law that we're now dealing with the ramifications of was passed in 1992 as a direct result of that movie. So are there a lot of crazy things in that film? Are there a lot of bizarre theories or a lot of fictionalized portrayal? Of course there are. But the thing that we need to realize is that the media, movies, television, radio, certainly, is very powerful. And if not for that Oliver Stone movie, as off base as it might have been in many respects, I don't think Congress would have passed that law in 1992 mandating the release of these documents 25 years later. So I'm glad. I think Oliver Stone did a real public service in that respect.
Well, and a lot of people have felt that way because, again, if you're just cursorily aware of the circumstances, the trajectory of the bullets, and the Zapruder film has been dissected by more people than you and I can count. But one of the constant theory, one of the constant observations about it is that the way the bodies reacted to the shots were not consistent with shots that would have been coming from behind them and from over their shoulders at some distance, even with a high-powered rifle. So there's always been this idea that they had to have another shooter somewhere in the front of the vehicle, or at least to the side of the vehicle as it passed the grassy knoll. Go ahead.
Not only that, again, we all remember the frequently satirized, both on Seinfeld and in animated primetime series, film from JFK, where he keeps saying back and to the left, and how unlikely that was. But the single bullet theory, which came up, which was a result of Arlen Specter, who was a lawyer with the Warren Commission, that calls for, Kevin, that theory, which they signed off on, said that all of the wounds to Governor Connally and the non-fatal wounds to President Kennedy were all done by the same bullet. Now, that's seven entry and exit wounds and all. Now, you don't have to be an expert in ballistics to know that something's fishy here. Now, Kevin, I'm not saying that this is going to be some sort of smoking gun when this comes out in a few days, but I don't understand why there's any resistance to these documents coming out now. And the thing that I'm hoping we learn a little bit more of, and there was a big article in the Times this weekend and Politico a few days ago, is that a few weeks before the assassination, Lee Harvey Oswald, and this is supposedly one of the things we
quickly,
are
quickly, Frank, we're almost out of time.
Made a trip to Mexico City a couple of weeks before the assassination. He was already talking about assassinating the president and met with Soviet and Cuban spies.
All right, pick it up from there with Frank Morano tomorrow morning, 4 a.m.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Come out online, then give them a call.
Glad you're with us live from New York on the Biz Television, television network, and lots of great networks. Salem Media Group, Biz Talk Radio, Genesis Communications. We're on some Fox News radio stations, ABC News radio stations, a lot of stations across the country. Thank you for each of you being where you are and listening and joining us. One of the things I started talking about a couple of weeks ago is our very special project for the end of the year. And I love to do this. I love to take what
I have by way of this radio show and using it for the power of good, at least around the holidays, to whatever degree that we can. And raising awareness this year of slavery in Sudan has been the focus. And I'm so excited because we've asked you to help us liberate 48 human trafficked slaves in the Sudan region. And you've already responded. 10 of those have been spoken for and will be liberated. But that means there are 38 yet to go. And so someone who has a very big heart for this issue, as do I, is my good friend, Reverend Heidi McGinnis. She is with Christian Solidarity International, and she joins me at this microphone for the first time, though she and I have worked together many times on other broadcasts. Pastor Heidi, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
You again, Kevin, and I'm so grateful for people who live consciously, people of faith, people of goodwill, who know that slavery is wrong and a crime against international law and humanity. Good, kind people who help CSI and the South Sudanese Underground Railroad bring black Sudanese citizens out of slavery in Sudan and bring them home,
yeah.
Home to family, home for Christmas, home for the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful because for 13 years I've documented the horrors of slavery. So I know what freedom means, and I hope that through my voice you can hear once again the voice of those who are waiting to be freed and return home.
Well, we hope to do that, and I just want to let everybody know in 2 weeks Heidi will be with us for the majority of the broadcast, and we're looking forward to really drilling down deep on some of her experiences there. But Heidi, just give us one example tonight of a young child or a woman or someone who has been impacted here. We had Dr. Eibner on a couple of weeks ago to talk about kind of the war that established this and what the governments have been ineffective in doing, and they stopped the slave raids, but they haven't really done anything for the release of the people. But what do the slaves still experience? Help us understand this from a personal perspective.
I can tell you about Abuk Tong Tong. I met her when she was 33 years old. She was a wee wisp of a woman. She was taken into slavery as an 8-year-old, and she saw her mother and father shot before her eyes when the Baggara Arabs came and invaded the village and kidnapped the people. The mother and father were trying to protect Abuk and her two little brothers, and she kept track of those 25 years in slavery, and she said, bad things happened on the way to the north. And spontaneously, she touched her hips and womb and added, 4 men raped me. That's actually a call from the Sudan. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
That's from South Sudan, one of the pastors. And she touched her womb and she said, 4 men raped me. I was 8 years old. Mm. It would happen again and again. She even saw her two little brothers shot in front of her eyes because they were too tired to walk. She saw others that were executed. But I think what was really so touching was when she said, I was told that I would be a proper Muslim lady if I would undergo genital mutilation. Mm. Imagine saying that to a child. And they took scissors to her and made her walk into the river. She said, I never got medicine. I never got any help. I was given very little food. And I was told to drink like a dog because I was considered to be a dog. And she said, and then she said, but I'm free now and I'm home. And so she said, please thank the people in faraway places that helped to bring us home. Notice that she said to bring us home, not to bring me home.
Right.
And frequently, Kevin, each one of these women that were so egregiously violated as a child will say thank you and please go get the rest of them, of us, out of that evil place.
And that's what we're, that's exactly, Pastor Heidi, why I wanted you to be here to explain in that kind of detail, and what we can do about it, friends. Tonight, if we, choose, we could put an end to this kind of treatment to another 38, victims of slavery. It costs, unbelievably, only $250 to secure the freedom of a young girl, just like the one Pastor Heidi just told us about. And, if you, call the number 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can give that gift tonight, and we can have that person liberated. We would like to bring them all home by the holidays, but friends, it does not happen if we don't get involved. The governments of the West already ignored the problem. They looked the other way. It's now time for the individuals who feel passionate about this. And Pastor Heidi, you've been there. You've gone. You've held these women in your arms as they've come back to freedom, and in many respects, come back to life. What they were really in existence in was a kind of a living death. But when they come home,
it is a living death, and it's a living hell on earth, Kevin. But I wanted to tell you a book was reunited with an uncle on the spot, and of course, you love. See, I live for those reunions.
Yes.
And the joy of seeing someone who is freed from slavery reunited and home. So I'm so grateful that you are doing this in time for the holidays.
We're short on time, Pastor, and I'm sorry about that. But that's exactly what we want to do. We want to bring liberty and freedom and reconciliation. And part of your gift, friends, when you make the $250 gift, it gives them supplies for the coming year, so that they are able to kind of, you know, get their bearings again. So if you've been touched by what Pastor Heidi has said, please come back in a couple of weeks when we have more time. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Let's change a life right now on Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I need your love.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Spent most of that commercial break trying to process what I just heard from Pastor Heidi. The idea that they took this girl, executed her younger brothers in front of her, shot her parents in front of her before they ever took her into captivity, and then forced her to mutilate herself and go to the river to clean herself and not give her any medication and barely give her any food and continually rape her again and again, the fact that she's alive today is a miracle. I mean, I don't think I could withstand that kind of treatment if I had been in her shoes. I think I would have looked for an easier way to end my pain if I could have found one. These are some incredible people, friend, and I hope that we can not just rescue the 38 that remain, but there's about 35,000. If we can do any more than that this Christmas season, I would like to do that. I'm genuinely blown away at what CSI does. And Pastor Heidi, she sounds, you know, so vibrant. I wouldn't even begin to guess at what her age is, but she's not a young person anymore. And she still goes back to the Sudan year after year after year, helping these women come back to freedom. Most of the transaction is done through the secure underground railroad. They send the shot for the cattle. The slave owner releases a slave for each shot that they get, and then they send them back. But she's there at the border waiting for them, and hopefully, usually sometimes with family members that they can find, to greet that person when they come across. And I just can't imagine a more profound thing than for this year to be able to say that our listeners to this broadcast played a role in helping 48 of those people go free. Thank you to those of you that have already stepped up and said we're going to make sure that at least 10 of them have. That's an amazing start, but that's a long way away from the 48 as a whole. So $250 will do it. And here's the thing. If you can't do it all in the first month, if you could only do $50 and just do $50 a month for 5 months, do that. If you need to go in with a buddy or a friend or somebody and say, hey, let's make a difference together. I'll pay, you know, half, you pay half, let's do this. Maybe you're a church-going person. Maybe your Bible study group or your small group or your Sunday school class, or maybe your church would like to do multiple. I've got a list of people I'm actually going to go challenge personally, because the McCullough family is in. We are in. And by the way, if you give tonight, I'm going to guarantee that we match your gift. So if you give tonight and you liberate a slave, we're gonna see to it that at least one more for everyone that is done tonight is done. I've already got my commercial sponsors that are going to contribute to this and help out. They're going to provide the matching emphasis here, but you need to do it tonight, friends. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when we come back, the Ladies Lounge, Kelsey Harkness, first time in the lounge.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
BNSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
That's 1-800.